Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to welcome you to this meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. I would like to start with, we're hearing a lot of background noise, so if you could put your phones on mute if you're not an active participant in the meeting. We hear everything even from outside offices on an intercom call. Cell phones cause a lot of background noise as well. Let's begin by calling roll to make sure that we have a quorum for today. Please answer by saying here. Council members. Chairman Joe DelVecchio. Mr. DelVecchio. Beth Meyer. Okay, everybody muted. Council members, unmute your phones, please. All right, let's try again. Chairman DelVecchio. Jim Woolleyhan.
Here.
Thank you. Beth Meyer. Paul Martel.
What did you say, Darlene Leibelkreuz?
No, ma'am, but I'll go ahead and mark you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Paul Martel.
I'm here.
Okay. Paul Martel. Paul Vixney.
Here.
Thank you. Allison Klein.
Here.
Thank you. Chairman DelVecchio.
I'm here.
Thank you. Beth Meyer. Paul Martel. Well, we do have a quorum. We'll move ahead, and hopefully if any other members join the line, they will let us know, and we'll check back in just a moment. I am Arlita Peters, and I'm going to help facilitate your meeting today.
Mo Magani.
Justin Vogel.
Robert Benbow.
Chip Sellers.
Chris Howell.
Jim Hammers.
That's the staff here in the room with us. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized?
Brad Shippers on the call.
Thank you, Brad. And I think we're hearing some background noise from your phone, Brad.
And I'm going to mute now. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Marla Courtney with Goldman Properties.
Marlon, and I'm sorry to hear your last name.
It's Marlo, M-A-R-L-O. Last name is Courtney with Goldman Properties, 804 Ocean Drive. And I'll mute my phone.
Thank you so much. You can unmute when it's time for you to speak.
Thank you.
Renee Sullivan.
Do I have Renee Sullivan?
No, Miranda.
Miranda Sullivan.
And Todd Rudiani. Yes, and Todd Rudiani with Neighborhood Workspace 14, NWS 14 LLC.
Okay.
Robert Fine, representing the Surf Club on the Greenberg Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Fine.
Francisco Tomas.
Castellanos.
I heard two persons.
Wesley Castellanos.
One more time, please.
Wesley Castellanos.
Castellanos.
One more. Wesley Castellanos, representing 835 Olson Road, item number 3.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Francis Damon. Francis Damon, architect for 804 Ocean Drive, item number 1.
Okay. Anyone else?
Matthew Amster. Matthew Amster with Burkow Riddell, representing Clay Hotel, item 4.
Thank you. Anyone else on the line that would like to be recognized? All right. Chairman, is it acceptable with you to move ahead with the approval of the agenda minutes, or would you like to handle that today?
No, ma'am. Carry on, please. Thank you.
Thank you. First, we'd like to approve the agenda as posted. If there are no changes or recommendations, need a motion?
I call this the motion that we accept the agenda.
Is that Paul Vixney?
Yes, ma'am.
And a second, please, council members.
Second, Paul Martel.
Darlene?
Martel.
Thank you. Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of Tuesday, June the 4th of 2019, if there are no changes or recommended corrections.
Del Vecchio moves to approve.
And
this is Darlene. I accept it.
Darlene for the second. Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Next, we have our commission action on the June 2019 waiver applications. Yeah. Mr. Madani?
This is Mo Madani. Good afternoon. I just want to let you know that the commission did approve what actually acted on waivers 368, 377, and 369 as per your recommendation. There were no change, so they were granted based on your recommendation. That's from the last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the council members? Anything from the public? All right, let's move ahead to our first item on the agenda, 804 office, second floor interior renovations. This is waiver number 382.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is under design. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story historic building built in 1922 with 7,922 square feet. The applicant stated the provisions of vertical ADA accessibility to the second floor has been studied and has been found to have irreparable harm to the design, style, and structural integrity of the historical building. The project cost is estimated at $70,000 to $80,000 for the alteration. The alteration will include redistribution of office partitions, new office doors with ADA-compliant hardware, renovation of two existing bathrooms to convert into fully ADA-compliant, new fully compliant ADA kitchenette, new flooring, electrical, mechanical, and plumbing. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of historical significance and technical infeasibility.
Thank you. And we have the representative on the line. Is that Dunward?
DeMond, yes. Principal DeMond.
Do you have anything you'd like to add, sir?
Just wanted to briefly describe the project. I mean, adding to what he just mentioned, this building is a two-story building built in 1922, and it is a contributing structure to the City of Miami Beach properties. He described the scope. We are only hired to renovate the second floor, and there's currently two existing restaurants on the ground floors. One of them is the News Cafe. And there's a sushi restaurant also there. Right as you approach the building from Ocean Drive, there's an outdoor terrace where there's outdoor seating. And we're only renovating the interior of the second floor. So we have support from Deborah Tackett from the City of Miami Beach Preservation Board, Richard Kilmore from the state of Tallahassee, and Anna Salguera, which is a building official in Miami Beach, to recommend for approval.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to make comments or ask questions? Hearing none, back to the council for questions and or motion.
Yes. Yes, this here is Joe DeVecchio. I do have a question. Am I to assume from what you just mentioned in regards to the ground or first floor that all of those entities are accessible?
Correct, yes.
Go ahead, Mr. DeMond.
Yes, the ground floor is accessible. The restaurants are operating right now and have been operating for many years. And they're fully compliant.
Okay, I thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that we
I have one question before you move to the motion.
Okay. Right on.
Paul Martel.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm just wondering, has the building been, identified by the state of Florida as a historical property?
Yes, there's an upload from the Department of State.
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't really, it sounded like he was saying it was historically significant, but...
It's in the documentation, I mean, right there on your screen from Florida Department of State.
Any other questions, council members? Mr. Delvecchio, we'll entertain your motion.
Hey, thank you. This is Joe Delvecchio, and I want to move that we grant the waiver on the, because of vertical accessibility and historical significance and technical feasibility.
Do we have a second?
I pull this in a second.
Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion? I'm sorry, was that a question from a council member?
Yeah, it was my question. I see it says determination of potential adverse impact to 804 Ossian, a qualified historic building or facility.
Who's speaking?
This is Paul Martel. Is this the document that qualifies it as a historic site?
Yes.
Mr. Martel, this is Justin Vogel, the Commission's counsel. So yes, the Department of State has said that this is a qualified historic property, and they have confirmed that they believe that it would work with threat and its historic nature. This is typically what the council and the commission have relied on to determine whether a negative impact on a historic property would be present.
So these are qualified at the time of the request for a waiver, or are these done, prior to requesting of the waiver?
I think that would probably depend on each particular property. I imagine that most of them probably have been registered with the state prior to whatever work's being done on it that would come before the council.
The date of the letter is April 24, 2019. So it was done in based on the request. What happens with these waivers, whenever somebody submit a waiver, applications based on historic significance, we do ask them to provide the documentation for that, and normally we ask for a letter from the Department of State. So in this case, this applicant did go to the Department of State and obtain a letter from them. Was done in April 24, 2019, and I'm assuming it's based on the staff request.
Yes.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Martel?
I mean, I just thought there would be something a little more official that, I thought that there would be a determination made prior to any kind of, I thought there was a little bit more pomp that went along with that as opposed to just a letter, like a certifying document or something like that. That everybody who has a building of historic significance that's been determined by the state would be able to present that. But if this is what it is, then that's what it is. Then that's fine. I think personally, it really doesn't kind of lacks for me. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's right.
This is what the Department of State provides. But thank you for that.
We have a motion on the table to grant based on historical history and financial and feasibility. Do we have a second? Mr. Vixney? All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Motion granted. Next, we go to number two, NWS Fort King LLC, waiver number 385.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the lobby and second floor. This project is a historical preservation alteration, which is currently under construction. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story historic structure built in the 1920s with 4,284 square feet. The project construction cost is $250,728 for the alteration, which includes converting the currently unoccupied building into office space. The applicant has provided a letter from the Department of State stating that the construction necessary to provide 1027 East Fort King Street full ADA vertical access will cause an adverse effect upon the historic fabric of this property. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect owners in general, and the historic condition of the building. The staff recommendation is that we grant the request on the grounds of historical significance and technical feasibility. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a representative from this property on the line?
Yes, Miranda.
Miranda Sullivan and Todd?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any comments that you'd like to make?
We just want to say that this is a contributing historical structure to the City of Ocala Historic District, and adding an elevator will have an adverse effect on the historical integrity of the building. We're doing an interior renovation, and we have support from the state for the waiver.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public with comments or questions? Hearing none, back to the council. Council members, any questions or comments or a motion? Mr. Martella, thank you, we're first.
Yes, thank you. So is this property being rented to the county, or is this...
This is a private property being rented to local business owners and entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Any other questions, council members?
Mrs. Darlene, I will make a motion to grant the request to for the vertical accessibility waiver due to historical significance and technical feasibility.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second that, Joe DeVecchio.
Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on historic significance and technical infeasibility, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That is granted. Next to item.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number three, 835 Alton Road, waiver number 362.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. This project is alteration to an existing building or facility which is currently under design. The compliant estimate for the amount spent on accessible features amount to $336,480. The project construction cost plus construction cost over the past 2 years equals $1,062,217. The economic hardship threshold is 32%. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by the historical significance and substantial economic hardship. The applicant requests a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project consists of an alteration to three existing structures, one of which is a two-story structure. The project also includes a change of use from 20 apartment units to 18 hotel units, interior and exterior renovations, a new retail at Alton Road, a new lobby at the archway, and a new pool in the courtyard. The total construction cost for this project has been calculated to be $1,062,217. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates for compliance for vertical access to the second floor of the two-story structure, which have total amounts of $382,739 and $336,480 for the installation of an elevator with the associated installation costs. The lowest accessibility compliance estimate plus the amount of features is $336,480, which is 32% of the total project construction cost. This analysis addresses vertical accessibility to the second floor of the two-story structure. The applicant alleges the hardships caused by historical significance and exceptional economic hardship. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a representative on the line from this property.
Yes, you do. You have Wesley Castellanos. I'm the architect of record.
Thank you. Do you have any comments that you would like to make on the property?
No. The drawings pretty much stipulate the structure. If I could just summarize the project, is that there are three structures on the property, and two of the structures are single-story, and the structure in the rear, which is hidden within the courtyard, is a two-story. So that is where we're seeking the hardship for the vertical accessibility, because the structures are so efficiently designed that for us to accommodate an elevator would jeopardize on the architecture of the historic value of the building, and on top of that, it would reduce the amount of square footage on the interior of the building, which would not be feasible for the spaces. But otherwise, that pretty much in the drawings show that it's a small scale project, and that's why we're kindly requesting to grant the waiver.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public with questions or comments? Hearing none, back to the council members. Any clarifying questions, comments at this time? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
I do have a question. This is Dodo Vecchio. You said that you have two buildings on the property that are single-story. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And am I to assume those two buildings are accessible to the public or are accessible?
We're complying with one of the units, with the requirements for a hotel to have one unit to be ADA accessible, fully accessible, yes. But the other units on the existing structures on the north and the south, they're three steps up.
All right. You did mention that you wanted this on the grounds of historical significance, and it looks like you're going to surpass the 20% required by the state of Florida. Wouldn't you pursue this on the grounds of economic hardship?
That's one of the items we showed as well. One of the items we requested were for the historic significance, but since in communications with Chip mentioned that it would require state certification versus the local registry. So that's one of the reasons why when I would stipulate historic, I mean local historic designation versus federal. That's why.
Mr. Del Vecchio, this is
okay, because, excuse me.
I'm sorry, did you want to keep going? I was just going to point out that the staff analysis, the recommendation was based solely on economic hardship in this case.
Yes, I was just communicating with the pursuer of this. On this waiver, the information that I had in front of me so that we were working in lockstep one with the other,
okay.
Or if there was some misguidance. But I think you've satisfied my inquiry. So I'm going to make the motion that we grant this waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
I second that motion.
So we have a motion and a second to grant based on economic hardship. Do we have any further discussion from council members? If not, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Now we're on to item number 4, Clay Hotel waiver number 401.
The issue is vertical accessibility of the first and second floor. Project type is historical preservation alteration. Project progress and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility of the first floor of three buildings built in 1925 with 50,540 square feet. The Clay Hotel is an existing historic hotel that is comprised of eight individual structures that are three and two stories with approximately 117 guest rooms. The applicant stated the hotel provides access from the main lobby fronting Washington Avenue to the east to the ADA compliant elevator, which will take guests to the ADA compliant hotel rooms located in the main building as well as all amenities. Out of the 117 rooms, 89 of the guest rooms are located in the main building and 28 are located in the courtyard buildings. All of the rooms will be of the same quality and size. There will be five designated ADA mobility accessible rooms located in the main building. The project cost is estimated at $1.7 million for the alteration. The alteration will include an elevator, update guest rooms, introduce a new living room lounge area on the first floor of the first courtyard building, and construct a rooftop pool deck and area connecting it above to the courtyard buildings. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of historical significance and technical infeasibility.
Thank you. And we have the representative of this property on the line, Matthew Amzito.
Yes, it's Matthew Amster.
Amster.
With Virchow, Riddell, Fernandez, and Larkin on behalf of the Clay Hotel Partnership. I'd just like to add, and it may be helpful to go to the ground floor plan, if you could, just to help orient. It is a, this is a one large hotel comprised of eight buildings, and all are being renovated. There's no new construction. The access is from the east, as exists today, goes into the lobby for the entire hotel. And in the interior of the property, there are four courtyard buildings. These are two-story buildings that are really the focus of this request.
You ask us to go to that item. Do you know the title of that item, sir, so that we can pull it up for our council members?
I think you need to scroll up. I think it's under a different portion of the application. No, I guess it's, sorry, my apologies. I think it might be down in the other direction.
Yeah, I think Sparkle, that's the...
Yeah, the first one there, ADA waiver package. So this, if you could go to keep going down to A0.11, I think that would be a helpful plan to look at. As you can see, you know, there's a, it takes up a whole portion of a block. There's streets on the, when you look at the diagram, just to the right, the top, and to the left. And inside, in the interior, you can see four courtyard buildings, and that's really the main focus of this. But the entire project is under renovation. There are restaurants on the ground floor that are all accessible and will remain as such. On the right side of the document, if it is possible, can you scroll down a few more pages? That's the existing plan. I just wanted to get to the, keep going. Yeah, this is good. So you can see the red dashed line. This is indicating the entrance from the right-of-way. On the right side there is the street. This is how you get into the lobby, which is you know, part of that red-lined area. As you can see, a new elevator is being put in. This is the lobby area and an elevator that helps you get up to the upper floors. And then the dash line continues to go to the first of these four courtyard buildings. We are making that first floor of that courtyard building, yes, right where the cursor is. That building right there will be have a new lounge, and that will be accessible on the ground floor. It's the other three buildings to the left of that. again, all part of this historic hotel developed back in 1925. Each of these has these very narrow alleyways in between, and they all have a 4-inch sill leading up to the entrance, and none of them have any elevators today. However, the rest of the hotel buildings are getting renovated and will have elevators and have all the appropriate access as well as the compliant number of ADA rooms, so that all of the experience by any of the guests of the hotel can stay within the historic building. And in addition, if you could scroll down just two more pages, you'll get to the third floor plan. This is the roof level of these historic courtyard buildings. And this is going to be an added amenity area that doesn't exist there today, but part of the renovations are going to make these accessible. They're going to, you know, so the elevator helps you get up to this level, and there'll be these bridges that span from roof to roof to help you get to this amenity area. So collectively, the entire hotel and all the amenity areas are accessible. It's just that at that ground level, that 4-inch lift is not able to be addressed. The access ways in between those buildings are life safety egress points, and adding in ramps is the technical infeasibility. Also, adding in elevators to get to the second floor of those buildings would completely disrupt the historic integrity of these buildings. Regarding the historic nature, this is inside the Española Historic Way Historic District in the city of Miami Beach, which is part of the National Historic, the National Register of Historic Places, has both this historic district and the National, Miami Beach Architectural District. The building is listed as contributing, and there's a letter attesting to that from the City Planning Department. We also have a document from the state records. It's the Florida site, a historic site data sheet for this particular property, the Clay Hotel, that goes through and identifies all of its historic components and has a summary labeling it as an outstanding example of Mediterranean architecture. So that is in the record there from the state level. And so on this basis, we are requesting the waiver for both historic significance and technical infeasibility, and available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Anyone from the public with questions or comments? Council members, back to you for any clarifying questions.
This here is Joe D'Avecchio. I very rarely do with this, but looking at the plans, I want to say that I'm very pleased with what I see. It appears that all accessible routes have been exhausted, and I commend you in that respect. And I'm also going to make a motion that we grant the waiver of vertical accessibility on the grounds of historical significance, technical infeasibility. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Paul Martel. I would also like to commend the Clay Hotel for the effort that they've made. Certainly, they seem to have taken their responsibility for accessibility to the max, and I would really someday hope to visit that particular hotel. And I go ahead and second.
Thank you. Any further questions, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on historical significance and technical infeasibility, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion's granted. Now we move to item number 5, Villa Monaco Building. You're welcome, sir. Waiver 399.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility, which is currently in plan review. The compliance estimate plus the amount spent on accessible features amount to $42,450. The project construction cost plus the construction cost over the past 3 years amount to $88,494. Economic hardship threshold is 48%. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by substantial economic hardship and a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner which do not affect owners in general. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an existing two-story apartment building. The existing two-story apartment building is comprised of 4 units with 2 units upstairs and 2 units downstairs. These units are currently being used as rental properties and the owner wants to change the occupancy from R3 residential units to R1 transient homes so that the units could be used as short-term rental units. The project construction cost is $88,494 for the alteration. The applicant has submitted 2 cost estimates for compliance, which have total amounts of $27,000 and $26,500 for installation of a lift with its associated installation costs. The accessibility compliance estimate plus the amount spent on accessible features is $42,450. This includes the cost for the installation of a new handicap accessible ramp at the front of the building to allow for accessibility to the first floor units and the reconfiguration of an existing bathroom in Unit 2. These costs comprise 48% of the total project construction costs. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by substantial economic hardship and technical unfeasibility. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone on the line representing Villa Monaco?
Yes, Luis Naranjo, the contractor.
And Luis, can you please give us your last name again?
Naranjo, N-A-R-A-N-J-O.
Naranjo. Would you like to add any comments to this presentation, sir?
No, I just want to let you guys know that my client just wants to confirm that it's not going to be really a hotel. It's going to be like more an Airbnb type of rent apartment. So we're trying to give the accessibility to 50% of the building with the ramp in a fully accessible unit, like for, you know, to give, for we're impossible, it's impossible for us to grant the vertical on the apartments upstairs because of the economical hardship.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else in the public with questions or comments? Council members, back to you. Any clarifying questions?
Just one. You said 66%. Is that what I heard the gentleman say? This is Paul Martel.
Mr. Naranjo, could you answer that question, please?
Sorry, I didn't understand. What was the question?
66% of the property you said was going to be accessible?
50%. The two apartments on there. 50%.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Any other questions, council members? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
The series showed up at the bed.
I obviously move that we approve this based on economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Yes. Second that.
Say, we have Mr. Vixney, and I think Mr. Delvecchio was first with the second. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion is granted. We now move to item number 6, the Surf Club. Waiver.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Waiver number 265.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building and facility. Project progress is under construction. Compliance estimate amount spent on accessible features equals $939,844. The project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years equals $1,873,386.14. Which comes up to a 50% of disproportionate cost.
Thank you.
The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor Hemingway office with 1,177 square feet of a two-story historic resort built in 1930. The project cost is $1,873.38, $386.14 for the alteration. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical, plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, and painting. The applicant submitted an estimate of $959,277 and $939,844 for an elevator to the Hemingway office. The applicant stated the Hemingway office space is a second-story space that does not communicate with any other second-story spaces and only one path of travel from the accessible ground floor via the historic stair tower. The dimensions of the stair tower and the historic character of the space directly below the Hemingway office space are such that providing vertical accessibility would be technically infeasible or would threaten or destroy the historical significance of the surf club. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions from the public? Actually, we have Mr. Fine on the line representing the property.
Good afternoon, members of the council. My name is Robert Fine, representing the Surf Club, which is located at 9101 Collins Avenue in Surfside, Florida, which is the community that's immediately north of Miami Beach along the ocean. The Surf Club, an historic resort that was built in or about 1930, was designated as a local historic landmark by the Miami-Dade County Historical Preservation Board on May 2010, and you've got in the waiver package a copy of the resolution that designated it. When we first started applying for the waiver, we were putting together a package regarding historic difficulties, but at the same time, we were working on trying to find a way to be able to put in vertical accessibility, and we got cost estimates. And when we got the cost estimates, they were such that they were just about 50% of the cost of the alterations to the Hemingway office. And so we sort of midstream adjusted our application. That's why it starts out reading like it's a historic hardship for the waiver. It is, in fact, a historic building, but the cost hardship was so significant that we adjusted the application, and that's what we're going forward on. The Hemingway office was an existing second-story space. There are other second-story spaces in the surf club that connect and have vertical accessibility, but this doesn't connect to any of them. So the only way you get up there, there's a historic stair tower, which is the tallest architectural element on the site and the most important, arguably, element on the site. And there, it's got a stair inscribed within, but in the space in the middle of that, you don't have sufficient size to put in an elevator. Another difficulty, and why the cost is so much, is that the height that an elevator has to travel. The Hemingway office is about 18 feet, and then above that, another almost 12 feet, there's an observation deck. And so both of those are actually in the waiver application. So for an elevator to go to both of those, you'd be required to have a full-size elevator. We couldn't use either a lift or a lula. And the costs of the way the surf club is built and historic, basically we're constructing a second tower, basically a second building to bring the elevator up and then connect in both to the Hemingway office and then further up back to the observation deck. So we have these cost estimates two of them in the application, and the cost to provide vertical accessibility to the Hemingway office is approximately 50% of the alteration cost. We respectfully request that you grant this waiver.
Thank you, Mr. Fine. Do we have anyone else from the public that would like to make comments or ask questions? Council members, back to you. If there are no clarifying questions or comments, do we have a motion?
I publicly move that we grant this waiver based on economic hardship.
Delvecchio seconds.
Do we have any further discussion, Council? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant this waiver based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Is there any other work or comments that need to be made today?
Thank you very much, everybody.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Anything else that needs to be brought before the council today? Hearing none, we'll do our final roll call, and we ask that you answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Jim Woolihan?
Here.
Beth Meyer? Paul Martell?
Here.
Darlene Crowe?
Here.
Paul Vixney?
Here.
And Allison Klein?
Here.
Thank you. We remained with our quorum. It is 2:47. Ladies and gentlemen, have a very good afternoon, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. We love you. Thank you very much.